We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. Hi, it's Lloyd Spence, and as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and content, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. So, head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your, I still can't believe it, 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Look, don't forget to use promo code NFL100. It's BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And tell them the Noisemaker sent you.
Popcorn World.
Tonight for another edition of Believe in the ACC. That handsome devil below me is none other than Kendrick Haskins. That suave, debonair brother to my, I guess, right, if I'm looking at the screen, who is the only Heisman Trophy winner on our show currently, although applications are still pending. Charlie Ward is his name. Coach Charlie Ward.
And he's the only national champion. Don't forget that.
Oh, and I forgot, quarterback of the national champion, Florida State Seminoles.
Go Noles.
Go Noles. There you go. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
We are now broadcasting on Facebook and Twitter. We are currently in YouTube jail due to a very honest mistake.
Let me out.
We are locked up. They won't let us out right now. But it's all good. Because the Twitter response has been absolutely outstanding here lately. So I'm not really, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, man, because we broadcast one of the Talking Noise shows the day after. We went into jail on YouTube on Friday. And we had like 70, 80 views on that one Twitter show. So I'm like, maybe this was a blessing in disguise. I don't know.
Right.
But it would have been nice for YouTube to cut us some grace. But, you know.
Everything happens for a reason.
Although, I have a feeling Charlie Ward is not happy about this.
No. You know my thoughts on all of this censorship and dictatorship and all this bullying. You know, my whole thoughts on that. I got a song, and I think you may have seen it. I sent it out today. It's called Relate by King and Country. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out.
Okay.
It's talking about being compassionate and have empathy for people in their stances. whether you feel like they're right or wrong is not, I mean, that's always somebody's case. But we all have our thoughts and beliefs on certain things. But it's for the life of me that people just don't care and don't want to understand what other people go through. And then we just want to force people to do things our way. And of course, as we know, that's half of the majority of divorces. That's where they end.
Not just
in relationships, but just, I mean, not in just husband and wife, but just in business, everything. You know, if you don't want to do it my way, then you can go and do it somewhere else. And just the whole mindset and heart behind it, it frustrates me.
I've been saying for weeks, Charlie, the most dangerous thing about our country now, right now, is our inability to hear each other and to disagree. And that lack of ability to disagree is at the fabric of what is probably causing a lot of problems for us right now. But nevertheless, we will continue to press on with this great show. And I'm here with my brothers tonight, and I'm in a good mood. And before I get into the ACC news, I'm going to get into the ACC news by way of the SEC, because we have some breaking news that I think could concern the ACC. So the breaking news is Ed Orgeron, Mr. I was even the one get it, go Tigers, is out as the LSU head coach. The buyout has been agreed.
Is it some really at the end of the year?
Well, I was going to say this. What I've heard is he's going to coach out the rest of the year, which to me is ridiculous, but okay. But he's going to coach out the rest of the year, but brings me to this question. Will an ACC coach be poached for this position like a Dabo Swinney?
Well, he's the only one that that LSU fan base would be down with out of the ACC coaches. I mean, let's just be honest.
I would disagree with that.
Cachet. You know,
I would disagree with that. I think there's one other coach in the ACC that they would look for, and it's on that same staff.
Venable?
Because I think Dabo's not going to go. Huh? Say it again.
Jaws of life to pry him out of Clemson.
Do you need the jaws of life, or do you just need a big enough check?
See, hold on. Let me go and get on this soapbox.
Get on that soapbox then.
So this is another thing that people throw around like money and think that that's like a cure-all. And for some people, it may be. I don't know. It may be. Mm. But I had a mini stroke. And, of course, it happened, but it was really due to stress. Just stress on the job. Ask Urban Meyer. He's had it a couple times. And sometimes, I don't care how big the check is, man, the stress that they put you under can eliminate you having fun with the money you make.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm just a big believer that you have to go somewhere and be somewhere where you feel comfortable with the family, because LSU, I mean, they're getting rid of the man after a year and a half or 2 years after they just won a national championship.
Right, with arguably the best team ever.
Yeah. And so to me, that is a red flag, but I get it. I totally get it. Some coach feels like they can handle that job, that stress, and they can do a great job at LSU. And blase, blase, blah. But they still got to pass through Alabama. Now they got Georgia on the mix. I mean, there's some teams that's progressing. And so, I mean, they may be like Auburn, you know, where they go get someone like a Brian Hartson, I think his name is.
Yeah.
And bring him into the SEC. And they feel comfortable with him. They may go get Bill O'Brien. I don't know.
Yeah. Charlie, slide over on that soapbox for just a minute, because I want to talk to the LSU fan base before we move over. Okay. Y'all are delusional.
No, for real. Think about what is happening in LSU. Because other than the 2 years ago when they won the national championship, there has been so much talent that has passed through that team in the form of mediocrity.
Right.
They have not been good. They have not been – they've been competitive. But they haven't been great. And to me, the only reason they feel the way that they feel is because of what Nick Saban did. And so you're trying to continue the reputation of Nick Saban, and there's no Nick Saban. He doesn't coach there anymore. So y'all got to stop. Listen, y'all are exactly where most SEC teams are. You cycle through every 3 to 4 years with a good team, and then you're competitive in that third or fourth year. And that's okay. But you got to get somebody in there that can build. And you have that guy. You had that guy in Ed Orgeron. He proved to you that he can win a national championship. So I don't understand what y'all want. Y'all not as great as y'all say y'all are. So I'm sorry. I'm on the Charlie Ward bandwagon with this one. Stop recycling coaches and just pick somebody and stick with them. Okay. I feel so much better now.
That's a scourge that's passing through every college, a major college right now. I mean,
hey man.
Even right here in my backyard. I mean, you get the Louisville fans always come out getting Saturday of Chris Mack. So they've been there 5 minutes, and especially with Chris Mack, all that he's up against with all the NCAA stuff hanging over U of L's head. I mean, the fact that one, that he took the job leaving Xavier, his alma mater, and then he comes here and he had him number one in the country at one point, and he's doing a great job. But what's happening for what everything that's going on in Louisville? Like, people are just calling for his head all the time. And then with Satterfield, I mean, he inherited nothing from Bobby Petrino. And so,
well, he inherited something, a hot mess.
Right. He inherited a headache.
Yes.
He got that team to a bowl game his first year there. Last year was bad. Yes. But it was also a COVID year. It was tough for everybody. They a couple bounces here and there, and U of L would have been in a bowl game too. And so right. – And yes, there's been some upsetting losses this season. That Virginia loss stings. The way you finished out the Florida State game stings.
Yeah.
But with considering what he had, and he's in his third year, and they're competitive. It's not like Charlie says all the time, you're not getting blown out. They're competitive right. Every game. Why are you calling for these men's heads all the time? And I mean, it's a scourge all throughout college athletics right now.
And what's the alternative? What are you going to? Okay.
Especially in the basketball situation, who are you going to get?
Yeah. who are you going to get that's going to be better than what you got? I agree 100%. But even LSU, okay, you poached Dabo Sweeney. Okay, you're still in the same place, and you still got to recruit against Alabama. You got to recruit against Texas. You got to recruit against apparently Arkansas because they're getting better at it now. So what do you think you're going to be left with? People are dying to go to Baton Rouge. What are we talking about right now? So anyway, but again, to Charlie, money talks. We know that. And if they cut Dabo a big enough check, he might leave Clemson. I think he'd be crazy to do it. Huh?
He's already making $90 million.
Listen, man, delusion will cause you to do crazy things.
I don't see Dabo being that delusional.
Charlie, delusion will cause Shabba Rank. Delusion will cause Shabba Ranks to think he can get Halle Berry. That's how it works. That's what delusion is.
I mean, Jay-Z got Beyonce.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Got Janet Jackson.
I think Clemson's at a place now where, from facilities and all the different things, there's no attraction to go there. Now I can see like Jimbo Fisher leaving Florida State to go to Texas A&M because the facilities and all the resources he had, of course, $75 million will help you as well. But at Clemson, he has all of that. He has all the things that he needs and desire. And I don't see him going to – that's like a lateral move for him.
And I would imagine the cost of living in Clemson, South Carolina – that $90 million goes a long way.
No question about it.
And what does LSU get more money to pay? They're paying like three coaches now.
Right, because they're still playing less miles, right?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
And but they're playing basketball coaches too.
Yeah, I think the only attraction to the LSU job for somebody like Dabo is to go to the SEC. That's it. That's it. If he values the SEC that way. But I don't know why he would, because you've won two national championships.
Exactly. I don't see that. I don't see Dabo leaving for another college job. Maybe he tries to try the NFL, even though I don't even think he'll do that.
I don't think he'll do it either.
Of course, you never say never, but I really have a hard time seeing Dabo ever leaving Clemson.
But you know he's on the list.
Well, of course. I mean, you have to make the call.
Yeah, you have to make the call.
Every program in the country is going to call him. Even if they don't have a shot at him, they're going to – you have to make
the call. Right, you got to at least call. So, it's very interesting situation. I other than Dabo and Brent Venables, I don't know in the ACC – if there's a coach that they would try to poach.
No.
The only other one, I think.
Yeah, I think Brent Venables is the only one. Brent Venables could be real. But that could be real.
He may be like Coach Andrews. He may be happy making his $2.5 million and coaching his defense, coaching his sons.
Yeah.
Right. You know, he may be living his best life.
Now this is interesting too, Urban Meyer, because clearly that Jacksonville thing is a disaster.
Sunday, so look out.
Huh?
Urban got his first win on Sunday, so he might.
Yeah, I think Urban's going. He's going to stick it out. He got to stick it out. I mean, he's been there for 1 year.
He may not get the chance to stick it out because
he might stick it out. I don't know if the Jaguars will.
Better to move on than be fired. So I don't know.
I think Coach Meyer liked the NFL piece because it's
no recruiting.
Recruiting piece, I think, alone.
Yeah,
that's why I would rather be a professional coach than college.
Yes, I don't know that recruiting piece.
So I think he would go back into the
grown man trying to court a 16-year-old kid. Come to your school.
Yeah, that's killing it. That sounds like a nightmare to me. Yeah. All right, let's jump over to what we're talking about tonight. I think the best has emerged, and now we just got to decide who we believe in the most. Listen, there's four teams at this point in the ACC that are at the top. It's Wake, it's Pitt, it's NC State, and it's Clemson. And Clemson, to me, is crazy to say this. Right. Clemson is the weaker of the four.
Oh, yeah.
But who are you guys saying is the legit team to beat in the ACC? Wake, Pitt, NC State, or Clemson?
Well, you know, my background, I'm going to go with the team with the best quarterback.
Sam Howell.
Even though I think they've improved their communication on how they get the plays in.
Are you scared, Pitt?
Yes. Pickett is the best quarterback.
Out of all the
teams we just named, he's the best quarterback. He's the one that's carrying his team right now, and they're following him. I mean, he's going to be a tough out for any defense. I don't care who's playing. And so they're at a place now, I think, where, you know, they have a legitimate chance. As long as he's healthy, because he makes good decisions. Of course, he's been there long enough to know the offense. He's putting guys in the right spots. I just look at how he's putting his team in the right spots. I see him being, you know, carrying his team over the top.
And, I'm stunned.
Honestly, only thing that scares me about Pitt is their defense isn't as strong as it has been in the past. And they seem like they're a little bit inconsistent, but it looks like they're starting to shore that side of it up too. It's Pitt and Wake Forest is going to be an interesting matchup whenever they do meet.
So whose defense in the ACC do you feel good about?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I still feel good about Clemson's defense.
But they can't score.
They can't score, man.
Well, the you're not asking the defense to score.
No. But what I'm saying is, if you have a solid quarterback,
right,
where he's making good decisions and he's, you know, throwing dimes and those types of things, at some point the defense is going to give up some points.
Mm-hmm.
And if your offense can't score and they're struggling, you're playing against a offense that's scoring a lot of points. At some point, the defense is going to give up enough to where they're not going to be able to win. I don't care how good they are.
So me and Charlie are both with Pitt. Who are you on, Lord?
I'm going to be honest with you. You are what your record says you are. I love Pitt, and I think Pitt probably is the darling of the ACC right now, but you are what your record says you are. Wake Forest is undefeated, 6-0. So until somebody proves that they can beat them, I mean, and again, that may be coming this weekend. But I doubt it because it's Army, so no disrespect to Army, but I'm totally disrespecting them because I don't think they can beat them. But
you don't respect our reserve, yeah, our armed services.
I love our armed services, and thank God for our men and women who serve this great country. However, I've never seen them be a good football team. So, so with that being said, I listen, man. Wake Forest doesn't beat themselves. That's the one thing about them that is very now with Pitt. It does concern me that Western Michigan put up 41 points on them. That's concerning.
Right, now, hold on. What week was that?
That was the third week.
Okay. What week are we in?
Why does that matter?
Because a team can improve over the course of 3 weeks.
Okay. Their improvement was they let Georgia Tech put 21 up on them.
How many did
they score? And that was just a week and a half ago.
How many did they score?
Or 2 weeks ago. Now, last week, they held Virginia Tech to 7. And was that game? When did they score that 7? They scored that 7.
And that was at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it don't
matter. That was at Virginia Tech.
It really don't matter, Lord.
In the third quarter. They still in the third quarter. So, congratulations. They
shut them out for a half.
So we'll see. What was the
score for Georgia Tech?
Huh?
What was the score for Georgia Tech?
What was it, 50?
Say that again.
Hold on. Charlie Boy, this humble flex that you're doing. You know, you're dangerously close right now. 52-21.
52-21, yes.
I agree. Listen, I think Pitt probably is the best team.
Okay.
However, I'm there's just only saying, one undefeated team.
But they could easily be on the other side of whatever because they won some really, really close games, which to their credit, that is great. But when you're talking about being the best team, at some point, you got to flex. You just can't be quick by teams. That's right. My point.
Yeah, I mean, Wake Forest, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the season could have lost that Louisville game. I mean,
absolutely.
Go back to that mysterious clock management at Wake Forest before halftime. I mean, it's a difference in the game. I don't even want to you know, knock Wake Forest. I mean, they're a great team. I mean, we're splitting hairs, to be honest with you, if you're saying who's the best between them and Pittsburgh. I just like what Pitt's doing right now. And I like their quality of wins more than I like Wake Forest. I mean, they went
in the Knoxville
and thrashed Tennessee. And Tennessee's playing well now, except for last Saturday with the fans being crazy. So I just like where Pitt's at right now.
I don't disagree at all. Again, I think my eyes tell me Pitt is the best team. The records tell me Wake Forest is.
Your mind's telling me no.
My mind. Well, we can't do that. We got to fight that. We got to fight that. Yeah, we got to fight that. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds. What about NC State? Nobody's giving NC State a chance.
I think they have a chance. I mean, they play well this weekend.
Right, and they get Wake Forest head up.
They get Wake Forest.
I mean, they'll have some.
That's going to decide that side of the conference.
Yeah. But is Wake Forest on the road? Is that on the road? That is on the road. That's at Wake Forest.
The Wake Forest NC State game?
NC State doesn't – I don't know.
There's nothing about NC State that wows you. With the same thing about Wake Forest. The only thing that wows you is that they haven't beaten themselves yet. They've only lost one game.
But how crazy is this year when the team that beat Clemson, we're like, I don't know if they're the best team in the conference.
Well, we're going to get the predictions here in just a second, but I 100% agree. And Wake Forest has an interesting path to the end. They got Army and Duke, which they should win. Then after that, they got UNC, they got NC State, they got Clemson, they got Boston College. Now, UNC should be a win. But the rest of it, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'll be honest. I got
somebody
some
made you eat crow on Saturday.
I got some revealing news to come later on in this show when we get to that part. Well, we're at that part right now, so let's jump into a quick recap of the game. Virginia, no problem with Duke whatsoever. Never was a game. Duke never got off the bus. It was just ugly. Start to finish. I don't know. I think Duke is just like, can we just be competitive until basketball season and then we're fine?
Do you think what's his name, Coach Cutcliffe? You think what's his status? We keep talking about Nino Babers and
that's a great question.
All the other
I don't think Coach Cutcliffe is going anywhere unless he wants.
What would you go to?
He had that one good year at Duke a couple years ago. That buys him plenty of time there.
I think he should be fired just for giving the NFL Daniel Jones. That's my personal opinion. but I'm bitter right now, so I understand where I am emotionally.
Yes, please don't be spitting that bitterness.
Charlie, I may need some prayer after the show. I'm just telling you. I may need it. It's very possible. It's very possible.
Passionate.
Yeah. Friday night, Clemson survived, and I mean survived Syracuse. By all intents and purposes, they should have lost this game. They did not, in my opinion, they did not outplay Syracuse.
No. And, you know, we're paying all of our attention to Clemson in that situation. But, I mean, look at Syracuse has improved a lot as the season has
improved. A lot, yes.
And so I think while we're all in awe of Clemson's demise of some sort, we got to pay attention to Syracuse because they've been playing some good ball of late.
Oh, yeah. They were right there.
There's another team. They've had three losses the last 3 weeks, all in like by 3 points.
And I think those, as weird as this is going to sound, I think those three losses have saved Dino's job. I think he'll be fine now because they look like a team trending in the right direction. Despite the loss, they look like the team trending in the right direction. Miami and North Carolina, I will admit, Sam Howell had a good day.
They struggled in the second half, though.
They tried to give it away.
They did.
What was young Sam's stats for that game?
You really want to do this, Kendrick? That's what we're doing. Okay, fine. I'll play your silly game. Whatever. Give me a second here. I'm gonna pull up your stats. Talk amongst yourselves while I pull up your stats.
Remember when we made the predictions last week, and I was like, North Carolina owns Miami.
Okay, but this isn't one of those times. I don't think this was an owning. I think this was a surviving. They survived.
You play to win the game
in the third quarter. In the third quarter, Miami outscored them 21-3.
And lose.
Right. And North Carolina had to hold on for dear life.
Hey. You so play I don't to know. Win. What was Young Sam's stats, though?
Okay, I'll look his stats up. I was trying to avoid that. I thought you didn't hear me. He didn't really play that well. It was 17 of 26 for 154 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. So that's not tearing it up.
Did he have any rushing yards?
He rushed for a few things.
they were very
He rushed for 98 and had two touchdowns.
Just casually leave out almost a 100-yard rushing game.
I can't build my narrative if I keep giving out your stats, Kendrick. What were you saying, Charlie?
I was saying that they were very conservative in the second half.
I don't know what they were. Is that all Mac, Charlie? That just not Mac not wanting to lose, or what was that?
That was Longo or whoever the offensive coordinator. It was Mac, then he have his head asses. So he at the end, their last possession, I think they ran the ball like three times. And they didn't get a first down. They ended up having to punt the ball back to Miami. And then Miami, of course, went down and, you know, didn't kick a field goal or score. But
right.
And then Coach Matt went up and asked Longo, like, what's going on?
Like, what are you doing? Like, right. Yeah.
And, you know, they had that conversation. And then they pulled the camera off of him. But it was, I don't know, it's definitely not Coach Matt, because he went and started asking questions.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Like, why were we, like, trying to do something different? I mean, they really handed the ball off, like, inside zone, like, three straight times. And then tried a quarterback draw or something on the third, like, third and forever. And it was just – I can understand that part of it, but I don't know.
Speaking of hot seats, how hot is it down in Miami right now? Or is it?
They're in the same boat. They lost. Yeah. The guy missed the field goal. I mean, make goal. And then this game here, they had a chance to come back and win the game. But, you know, it didn't happen. They ended up, I think, throwing an interception. But it's the same deal. They're competitive. They're right there.
They're
losing these close games. And so it's tough when you're trying to make an assessment, because the record doesn't look like it, but the games are competitive.
Yeah.
That's the toughest part. The toughest pill is these games are competitive and you're on the wrong side of it. That's like worse.
I just wonder with him, though, because he's been kind of in that spot the whole time now. He's what, 30 games into his career at Miami?
How much more leads does he get?
By 1,000 points by North Carolina last year when they had a chance to win the ACC. So
here's another deal. He's like the third coach they've had.
That's the other thing. Yeah,
six
or 7 year period, and there's no, you know, I don't know, he's been there for 4 years, but yeah, I mean it. They went back to back. Coach Rick was there for like 2 or 3 years. And then before him, then they had somebody for him. So they've had multiple coaches on a 10-year period. They've had about four coaches.
And at some point, with Ed Orgeron now available, though.
That's good.
Here we go again.
Have a go here, Kane.
I'm not saying I agree with it necessarily. I'm just saying he's got those Miami ties. Miami, if Miami's serious about football, is always a question.
Ogeron should go to USC. No, I don't know if they'll take him.
I don't think they'll take him. I think that's either going to be Urban Meyer.
He might be too southern for USC. But I'll tell you this. I think the reason
Kiffin back before Ed Orgeron.
I think the reason why Coach Diaz might be on the hot seat, 44 to Alabama, 38 to Michigan State, 30 to Virginia, 45 to North Carolina. It's a lot of points. And that was the one thing that seemed to be working at Miami, the defense. The defensive side of the ball used to be where they kind of hung their hat at, and now they're not able to even do that anymore. This is not good. Now, what can help, watch this, Kendrick. What can help is if a team like Florida State, for instance, would allow them to shut them out. Then maybe they say, oh, well, at least we shut out our rival. Are you guys willing to concede a shutout?
Shut who out?
Florida State.
No.
I'm just trying to see how much do you care for Coach Diaz.
It's a rivalry game.
It's a rivalry game.
Anything can happen for sure.
Yeah. All jokes aside, I think they gotta stop letting people put big points up on him.
I think if we can get some momentum though,
I'm thinking
different deal.
Got a tough road ahead these next 2 weeks though. NC State followed by Pitt. That's not a recipe for turning it around.
No.
So
that's the thing. I mean they're trending towards finishing out under 500, and that's when you gotta wonder how hot is it?
Yeah. Speaking of Pitt, took care of Virginia Tech, and the score doesn't really indicate how dominant they were, but they were dominant. They took a Virginia Tech team at Virginia Tech, and when you can quiet that crowd down, you've done something. You have done something.
That was my second biggest surprise of the weekend, other than Syracuse being so close to Clemson. And
yeah.
To go in that environment, because Virginia Tech is probably the second toughest place to play in the ACC behind Death Valley. And you go in there and to beat them soundly like that. That's what won me over with Pitt.
Very impressive. And then our final game, NC State, Boston College, a dominant performance by NC State, ladies and gentlemen. We've been lauding Boston College all season, and they made Boston College look pedestrian.
Yeah.
They definitely have the defense.
That was my surprise. I thought Boston College would at least be competitive.
All right.
Yeah.
They weren't even competitive. I mean,
yeah.
Once NC State start running the football, they couldn't slow them down, and then they start passing. But I don't know. Boston College didn't look like they were very competitive at home.
Yeah, which was weird.
Yeah.
Which is very weird because you would think they'd be up for this game because this game kind of would have put them in the conversation. But, no, they did not play well at all. So
it kind of feels like that's kind of like the history of Boston College football, to be honest.
Yeah,
when they get to those big games, that big moment, sometimes they kind of shrink.
They are our Iowa. Boston College is our Iowa. So with all of that happening, Kendrick went 5-0 this weekend.
All right, Kendrick
went 5-0. Charlie went 2-3, and I, just to make it interesting, went 1-4 once again. I was trying to give Kendrick, because I had such a head start. I was trying to give Kendrick time to catch up. And he did. And he passed me. But if you're still betting with us.
You passed me by six games, man.
Because you went 5-0. That's the only reason.
Less than six.
You only went past because of you went undefeated. That's all.
I was already past you if I only won five games.
I know. Kendrick, you just won't let me have my moments, will you? I see what you are. That's fine. Let's get into it.
Remember last week, Charlie, when he was coming up with this whole spread thing that we have never talked about?
I'm doing anything I can to look good here on the show.
That's your man that said it until you cut him off.
I know. And then you cut me off. Jeez. All right. Well, let's get into this week's picks. Syracuse at Virginia Tech will, I think, kick off the weekend, actually. So what do you guys got on that one?
At some point, Syracuse got to win one of these games.
One of these close games. This feels like another close game situation.
Right.
I think Syracuse is going to win this game. I'm going with Syracuse. Tech, the quarterback, to me, seems to be sticking point for them. They don't seem, he doesn't seem to have passing game. I know he can run it, but he's not consistent in the passing game. So that's a hit or miss deal. So I'm gonna go with Syracuse.
All right, Syracuse.
I'm debating back and forth because I like the way Syracuse is playing right now. I'm not really a big fan of how Virginia Tech is playing right now. But also, like, is Virginia Tech going to really lose three home games? And it'll be three in a row, right?
Yeah.
So, it's. But I like the way Syracuse is playing. I'm going to go with Syracuse.
See, the fact that we're all picking the same team deeply
totally
concerns me. But I don't trust Virginia Tech. I don't trust Virginia Tech.
Go ahead.
I'm learning. As crazy as it sounds, I'm learning to trust Syracuse. Oh man, I almost feel like I need to pick Virginia Tech just to break up the whole thing. But I can't go deep in the hole. Give me Syracuse. All right, Syracuse it is. Yeah, I can't go deep in the hole. Clemson at Pitt.
I'm going with Pitt. I'm a kid, big kid, and I just think he's on a roll. And Clemson has a very stout defense, but they have some holes on that defense. And I do Pitt, especially Pickett, making good decisions in the passing game, and then they're doing what they normally do run-wise. And then, again, DJ is really struggling in the passing game. I mean, I'm trying to play again, and he's just missing guys. Like, guys wide open, and he's throwing, you know, scoop. They got to scoop him up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a glaring, you know, sign that he's not confident, he's not accurate, and that just scares me. If they run the ball 100 times, that would probably be a bet. They're not doing that. I mean, they got to keep those receivers, you know, on point. But I just still think Pitt is the best team at this time.
All right. Yeah.
I agree with Charlie. I think Pitt's the better team right now. Clemson, I mean, almost feels like they've given up on trying to run the ball. And I'm going with the better quarterback. Pitt's quarterback is phenomenal right now, so I'm going to go with Pitt.
I think DJ Uiagalelei is going to be good, just not this year.
Right.
I think he's going to be this year. Yeah. I think the tools are there to be good at some point. It just is not this year. I think this year he is who he is, and I don't think it's going to get any better. I just don't. So I got to go Pitt as well on that one.
On DJ, I want you all to watch his throw. He's very robotic.
Say it again.
I want you, when you're watching the game, I want you to watch his throwing motion. He's very, okay, very high. Like, yeah, he is aiming, trying to aim the football. And he's not just letting
it go. Fluid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's not fluid. Yeah,
it's
not even just
his form. It's like all of it. His everything.
The whole thing is, yeah, yeah. He's not playing. He's going. It's almost like he's going through drills in his head. And I got to step back. I've got to throw. I've got to turn. I've got, you know, it's not fluid.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I don't think it's going to change in the next four or five games. So Boston College and Louisville. Interesting one here.
I'm going with the Cards.
I mean, they've been on the cusp as well. Some close losses, some close wins, and I think, you know, they were off this week, right?
Yeah.
They were off this last week, so they had 2 weeks to prepare.
You know, so they – I think Malik Cunningham is a very good quarterback, and hopefully they don't get conservative. when they were playing. But
I, yeah, last thing they need to do is get a lead. They need to play
man. Interesting enough to me, with the exception of the mistakes they've made the last couple, you know, last week or whatever, we might be talking about Malik being the best court, might be maybe playing the best in the ACC because he's not played bad at all. But
he's had a great season.
Yeah, but at the same time, as a team, that second half has been brutal. It has been brutal. So we'll see if they can overcome that. But we'll make it a clean sweep with Louisville. I'm concerned that all these picks are the same, gentlemen. I'm just not going to, you know, I got to break this up at some point.
It's strategic to keep you down.
Well, it could be. It could be. NC State, Miami. Who you got?
Mine's kind of been up and down. And I'm going with the hot team. They're on the road again. But where they play as far as run game, and I think his name is O'Leary.
Yeah.
You know, not playing bad as well as a quarterback in the passing game. And so I'm going to go with NC State. They're the hot team.
Okay.
With Charlie, I've never agreed with Charlie this much on this show.
I know.
But I'm with Charlie. You got to go with the hot team in Miami. You wonder how much that loss last Saturday took out of them, the way they lost. They did battle all the way back, and then to have the chance to kick the field goal to tie it, but you end up throwing an interception, that's got to be tough. And with the way everything is going, the chatter around Miami, I just feel like NC State's going to go in there and may even win big.
I have to believe Miami can't lose this many games at home. Surely, they're going to turn this around.
They're not playing in the Orange Bowl anymore.
I know. I'm going to bet on fate and just say Miami somehow figures this out.
Okay.
You're betting on trying to catch up. That's what you're betting.
That is well. I got to break up. I can't go with y'all on everything.
That is your faith.
What do you say, Charlie?
I say that is your faith. That is my faith.
All right, Georgia Tech and Virginia. This is a tricky one. It's always tricky when we start talking about Georgia Tech and Virginia. And I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the two teams. Because they're like
Virginia's about playing a good ball right now. Virginia's playing good ball right now. I'm going with the wahoo wah.
Okay. You like saying that, don't you?
Wahoo wah.
You like saying that as much as I like saying Uyagalele. So which way are you going?
I'm going with
Virginia as well.
Both of you going with Virginia?
Yeah, Georgia Tech their defense didn't look too hot the last time they went out on the field. And maybe they got it together, but Virginia's offense is very dynamic.
Right. Virginia can put up points, man. Like
I can't bet for Georgia Tech. I can't do it. I as bad as I need the win, I can't have faith in Georgia Tech. That's not where that win is gonna come. Do we need to talk about Wake Forest Army? That's pretty much a.
We're gonna go with the team in the ACC.
Okay. All right. And last but certainly not least, the mighty Seminoles head back to the field against UMass, the mighty UMass.
Have they won a game yet?
They have won. They just won a game last week against Connecticut.
I knew it was the battle of the two winless teams last week. I couldn't remember which one won.
UMass is coming in on a one-game winning streak.
Feeling good about themselves.
We coming in on a two-game winning streak.
I gotta go with Charlie's nose.
Yeah, I didn't think this one was.
Even though the ghost of Jacksonville State still haunts me.
not coming out of UMass, it doesn't. Yeah, not coming out of UMass. We also want to highlight the breaking news again that Charlie Ward thinks Pitt, besides their play call, is the best team in the ACC. I just wanted to make sure that was breaking news for me personally.
How's that breaking news? You watching the same games I'm watching?
I am, but I never thought I would see Charlie Ward, who hates Pitt's play calling. Hey, who has spent 2 years talking about Pitt's play calling.
They made some adjustments.
They have.
You don't have to run back and forth because he knows the plays now. So they give a hand signal and he go where they know.
Charlie, that sounds terrible.
You can overcome bad coaching and play calling. I mean, look at my Cowboys. They 5-1, and Mike McCarthy cannot tell time on the
floor. Oh, my God. That's an old conversation. My God, man. I've never seen a winning coach do more to lose his job. I've never seen it. Like, bro, stop getting in your own way. Just go to the concession stand if you don't think you know what you're doing.
He's just keeping that seat warm for Kellen Moore.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, listen, we got to give Believe in the AC shout-outs, man. So, where are we going? Where are we starting tonight? Charlie Ward, where are we starting?
I'm going with shout out to the Lady Seminoles. They're soccer. I think they're still winning. I know they won.
You think they're still winning?
Yeah.
Should I pull up the soccer standings just to make sure that you're not out on the limb? Talk amongst yourselves while I pull up the soccer stand and make sure Charlie's just not out there on the limb right now. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's
I also want to shout out Duke Blue Devil, former Duke Blue Devil, who is on his soapbox and standing up for freedom. That man, because I've been in his shoes before, and I know the pressure and the heat. And as we all know, when you're standing out there, sometimes you feel like you're standing out there by yourself. There are a lot of people that's behind you in a lot of ways. And so I'm just happy to see him standing up for what he believes in. I think we all should be able to do that without criticism, where I don't get criticized. But being demonized for what you believe in. And he's not the only one. But the crazy part about it is he's in the minority. But they're making it seem like he's the majority. And that is just the way we are living our lives today. We're the minority. When they don't do what you feel like they should do, we just crucify whoever it may be. So my shout out is to Kyrie Irving, because I can see, I've been in his shoes before, especially being in New York. And, you know, I've said and done some things and been a part of situations where I've been put out there, you know, Lone Ranger. And it's not easy when you have all that heat on you. But you know, I can appreciate, you know, what he's doing, whether you believe in it or not. That's not my issue. My issue is I'm just happy that he's standing up for what he believes in and he's not, like, afraid. And there are a lot of people out there losing jobs, just like my man at Washington State just got fired, along with some of his coaches. I mean, we're in a society where people are ruthless. You can call it what you want, but that's, to me, just ruthless. Mm. When you've made it to where people are actually good people, good coaches, doing their jobs, doing the jobs well, and now they're not able to go and do their jobs because of a decision that they've made, and they're not even getting options, like no exemptions are being given. People who are standing up for freedom of speech, freedom to do what they feel is best for themselves and their body, I salute them. Whether I agree or disagree, that's not the issue. The issue is I just want people to stand up for what they believe in and for people not to demonize them because that's what they've done.
There it is.
I don't have a smooth transition from that.
No, you don't.
But my shout out goes to the University of Louisville and the way they surprised Lamar Jackson when they announced that they were retiring his number, and the way they did it. They didn't know he was coming in for it, thought he was just doing a regular press availability, and they surprised him with a lot of the people. And a lot of the people that was in that Zoom, we know those people, but like the general public doesn't know those people. And you got to see kind of I got more of an inside look to Lamar's personality, how much people just generally love him because he's just a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah.
And the way he handled everything, the way he talked to everybody, because I tell people now every time I see one of his press conferences and he says something silly, I'm like, that man has not changed from the very first interview when he was here. He's the same guy from day one. He's funny. He's a goofy dude. And he is authentically him. So shout out
to him. But he's also serious about his craft.
Yes.
Because the way they played yesterday was amazing.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, he's having a fantastic season.
Fantastic season. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go this way, Kendrick, so I'll go this way as one of my first shout-outs. Shout-out to the Louisville women's volleyball team, 18-0, still undefeated, doing that thing, leading the women standing in the ACC. I wonder who will lose their first game. Will it be the Louisville women's volleyball team or the Florida State women's soccer team? It's a conundrum, I tell you.
But Charlie probably won't know either way.
He knew they were still playing well. He knew at least enough to give them a great shout out.
I knew if they lost, it was an upset. I just hadn't heard the upset, so I wasn't 100% sure. But I was 99%.
So where does that rank them in the country? Is that, are they number one or in the top five? Or they got to be in the top five at least, right?
Oh, they're number one.
I was gonna say they gotta be number one. Is Louisville number one or no?
Yeah,
probably no,
in the country.
They are actually.
They gotta be up there though.
I think they're number three and number two.
I was gonna say they gotta be up there. 18-0 puts you in the conversation at least.
Especially when you swept almost all of your opponents.
Right, right.
And they're legit 18-0 where they're playing ranked teams.
Yeah.
So they got a big showdown coming up with Pitt soon.
Yeah. My other shout out that I have to do, and we kind of opened the show with it. Shout out to Dana Evans, who got drafted later than she should have, and then before the season even started, ended up going to a little team called the Chicago Sky, who last night, or yesterday afternoon, I guess, won the WNBA championship. So Dana Evans starts her WNBA career with a world championship. Shout out to her, and of course, the rest of the Chicago Sky.
My favorite part of that video that you showed before the show was the guy that said the celebration was lit, then said he was in bed by 9 o'clock.
He's in bed by 9 o'clock. You know what's funny? I didn't realize the game. I was shocked that the game was so early because I'm thinking in my mind, I knew they were playing Sunday, but I didn't realize it was that early. And so when I
try to compete against Sunday night.
Clearly, because they got that game over with. Like, I think it was done before breakfast. I don't know what time. Anyway.
They just didn't feel like competing with playoff baseball, start of hockey. And
there was a lot going on. But it didn't take away from the celebration. That place was amazing. Oh, I got one more shout out. Got to give this shout out. Shout out to Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Who packed out Jackson State. 55,000 people in that stadium. That is incredible.
They said they had quite a few more outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. There were people everywhere. I mean, I saw a couple of TikToks and Instagrams of everything. It was insane. So I tweeted out, please go ahead and give this man the lifetime contract that he deserves. Like, just give it to him now. You're not going to find anything better, and you want to do something to show him that you love him and you want to keep him. Because what he's doing for HBCUs is amazing right now.
Yeah, he's definitely elevated, you know, just the viewership, his style with his kids. You watch his team play. He has really good football players, too.
Right, yeah, they're good. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're no slouch in that department. They got some dudes as well, but that's what he projected. I mean, he told the people what was coming, and they showed up. And
who wouldn't want to play for him right now, man?
Especially if you're a DB.
Oh, you're going to have fun. You're going to play winning football. You're going to be on TV every week.
You're going to have some good swag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you're going to look good while doing it, right?
Hey.
You're gonna look great while doing it. So shout out to Deion, man. That's incredible what he's doing right now.
How about across town? Willie Simmons.
Say, I missed what you said.
My man across town, Coach Willie Simmons. He's the head coach of Florida University.
Okay.
And they had a good win. They've been on a roll here. Their only loss, I think, is two. Jacksonville State.
Well,
10-7 or something like 10-3, whatever it was. It was a close game, or 7-3. It was something close.
The rumor is that Jacksonville State's pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Got a Power 5 win.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. They're pretty good. They're not a bad team. So.
And they gave them one of their running backs, who was a walk-on before the game. He was a scholarship running back after the game.
Who's that?
I don't know. I forgot his name, but his mom came into the
Oh, you're about Deion. Yeah, I saw that. That was amazing, too. I'm telling you, man, who wouldn't want to play for this team? Goodness gracious. Like, he's just doing some great things. So I wanted to give him a shout-out, give him some love.
I also want to know what they're doing from an NIL standpoint, because I wonder how much Aflac.
Listen. I would assume these kids are well insured, and they're doing quite nicely.
That dump is taken care of
right now. So, shout out to Deion.
Them duckets.
Oh yeah, they're doing all right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Charlie Ward. That is Kendrick Haskins. I am Lloyd Spink. We've had a wonderful time. I hope you have too. We'll be back to do it all over again on next Monday night or Tuesday, depending on how we feel inside. You know, we'll let you know. But
depends on how Howell performs on Saturday.
Did I pick them? Are they playing? They're not playing this week, are they?
I think they had a bye. I think they're on a bye.
Thank God I don't have to deal with that this week.
Who is that?
We got to get a hold of somebody over at Carolina to get Sam on the show.
He needs to apologize, is what I'm trying to say.
You need to apologize to him.
I do not, sir. I do not.
Why don't we run together the show so that someone can butcher him while he's on the show? And it makes us look bad.
He won't butcher him.
I will ask him questions. Sam, my man, what's up? I'm rooting for you, bro. I'm tired of Banks at that point. We were rooting for you. Okay, let me get out of here before I say too much. Have a good weekend of ACC football. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Believe in the ACC with Charlie Ward, Lloyd Spence, and Kendrick Haskins. Please like, follow, subscribe, and share from the Noisemakers page on Facebook and on YouTube. And you can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and wherever podcasts can be heard. And join